Welcome to Washington Notebook. I'm Jackie Judd with the start of what will be a series of interviews highlighting notable developments at the International AIDS Conference. First up with a preview of the conference is John Cohen of Science Magazine. It's always great to see you at these conferences,
great
John.
Great to see you too, Jack.
You have been reporting from these conferences for a very, very long time. First time in the United States in 22 years. My question is, does it matter to a host country that these conferences are there?
I think it does. And I think if we look back historically at the impact in 2000 of the meeting being in Durban, the first time it was in sub-Saharan Africa, it was huge. It drew the attention of the world to the problem there. And it drew the attention of South Africans to the problem there in a way that it never had before. I think we saw the same thing in Bangkok, where there was a focus on Asia like never before. And we saw the same thing in Mexico with a focus on Latin America like never before. You might wonder why that would matter in the United States, but in many ways the epidemic here has been pushed to the back burner and forgotten. And I think the world's eyes on the epidemic in this country will be pretty surprising for a lot of people.
In preparation for the conference, you traveled across the country reporting on the face of the U.S. epidemic. And I'm wondering, it's in Science Magazine, I'm wondering what kind of takeaways you had that you might not have expected going in.
I started to cover this epidemic in, you know, full-time really in like 1989, 1990. It was a much different epidemic. You know, it surfaced in big cities, largely economically stable, gay younger men, mixture of white, black, Latino. It's now predominantly driven by young black men who have sex with men in the Deep South. Here in Washington, D.C., there's a big problem. Injecting drug users were a major problem in New York City when I started to cover this epidemic. It's not really a big problem in New York City now. So you've seen both the change in population of risk groups that are becoming infected, as well as the demographic of racial, and the links to poverty are much stronger now too, to other substances than injecting drug use, methamphetamine, for example. I was very surprised by how difficult it is for so many people to stay in care and take their medication.
And that gets to something that you wrote about and we should expect to hear through the week of the conference, something called the treatment cascade.
Yeah.
What is that?
I think it's really the center of the universe right now for HIV/AIDS. In the United States, there are approximately 1.2 million infected people. Of those, 80% know they're infected. But only 28% are taking antiretroviral medication every day and fully suppressing their virus. Mm-hmm. We now know that treatment both extends your life for decades and it makes you much less infectious. So the goal is to have everyone fully suppressed, to really bring the epidemic to a halt. But we're only at 28%. So what's wrong? That's the treatment cascade. It goes from finding out you're infected, linking to care, staying in care, starting on medication, staying on medication. At every step in that cascade, people are falling by the wayside. Mm-hmm. And that's what my package of stories looks at. Why and what can be done about it?
And will we learn new things about how to change what you just described when people fall out of the cascade?
Yeah, some of the things are incredibly practical, and helping people with their housing, for example, mm-hmm. helping people with transportation to get to a clinic, helping people who have substance abuse problems with their substance abuse. One of the interesting things to me is that this now links the United States to the rest of the world in a way that is novel. Everyone's wrestling with this in Zimbabwe, in Thailand.
Same issue. Around the world.
It's hard for human beings to take medications every single day for the rest of their lives. We all know that. Everyone who's ever had an antibiotic, did you finish them? You know, anyone who has a chronic disease, do you remember to take your heart pill every day? You know, it's tough, especially when you have a disease that doesn't jump out at you, like diabetes, let's say, where if you don't take your insulin, you end up in the hospital.
It sounds like it's a more nuanced, deeper look at what we used to simply call access issues.
But access meant money. Could I afford to get this drug? Well, now In much of the world, you can take one pill a day, it will cost $100 per person a year. It's not a monetary issue for most people. Mm. It's a question of, okay, you have access, but are you going to take advantage of this?
Final question, getting back to the conference itself, are you expecting any breakthrough science to be announced?
Well, that's the beauty of this conference. I go in expecting to find nuggets everywhere, and mm-hmm. I usually do. No, there's no one big thing that I know about. I think we're going to learn some startling statistics about how the virus is spreading in the United States. I think we're going to hear an amplification of some messages that have come out, some research findings that have come out in the past year. But I don't know of anything right now that is going to speak to cure or vaccine or the big, big questions that remain.
Okay, well, you'll come back and share those nuggets with us.
Great.
And thank you for watching. Throughout the week, we will be posting interviews with John, as well as Kaiser's HIV Policy Director, Jennifer Cates, and newsmakers. We hope you will join us again. I'm Jackie Judd.